This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. We love our dogs, but not so much what they do to our lawns over the winter. Spot may have left some dead spots around the yard. You can buy a lawn repair kit at most garden centers, or you can mix your own. After the soil has warmed up and isn't wet, you can lift out the dead grass, loosen the soil, and mix a handful of seed with a bucket of Creekside Supreme Gardener's Mix and spread it over Fido or Fifi's spots. If you're replacing those lawn spots, the best grass seed is a mix of Kentucky bluegrass with fine fescues and perennial ryegrass. You might also consider white clover. Water and mulch it to keep it moist and keep the seeds in place. Spring is the second best time to plant grass seed. Mid-August to mid-September is the best time. Once you get some grass started, it will help keep weeds at bay, unless of course you're okay with the weeds. With snow melt, you may discover snow mold in your lawn. Pink or gray snow mold starts in the winter with infected plant debris that's been left on the lawn. This fungus will continue to grow if the area remains wet and cold. Rake out any snow drifts if you've still got some. This will help the area dry out faster. Fungi don't like it dry. Fungicides are rarely recommended as snow molds don't generally kill a lawn. Check out GardenBite.com for more information on snow mold and what to do. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. Gardeners know that the key to a healthy garden is to start with a healthy foundation, and that means great soil. That's why I use Creekside Soils everywhere I plant, even on my lawn. Go to creeksidesoils.com to find your local retailer, and remember, gardeners who know use Creekside. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.